What's up? It's KFC Radio episode 166 and a half, we'll call it. I'm with your man, Feitelberg. We just saw news on the internet today that inside sources are now saying that Jay-Z is planning to release his own album in response to Lemonade. And so it appears that Hova and Yonce have just played us like a fiddle. And there's a lot to get into. We were talking about it last episode, the whole Lemonade saga. So now it's time to talk about the other side of the coin with Jay-Z. So we figured we'd hop on the mics and just hash it all out. So this is one of those things, John, where you see it in writing and you're like, why? Of course. Like, why didn't I say this from the very, very beginning? Like, I did a podcast on Mail Time and I talked about, like, well, Jay-Z needs to come out with a song or an album of his own, but more just like for his own pride, you know? And now I'm looking at it from a business side point of view, and it's like, of course they're doing this. What are we, idiots?
Well, first of all, not pointing it out is like fun, like. It's like pointing it out is like being the guy who leaves Transformers and is like, that's fake, that's not real. Like, yeah, I fucking know, dude. But just right. Let me enjoy it. It's like, it's entertaining and you don't need to just be a fucking killjoy.
It's like the people who say wrestling's fake. It's like, yeah, I know, but the storylines are well written and it's entertaining and I want to just like cut loose and enjoy. So, yeah, I know that Jay-Z and Beyonce are probably doing this for money and they're exploiting me, but I am okay with being exploited. It's fun for me.
Yeah, it's like, It's captivated my last week. So if Jay-Z and Beyonce got $9 from me, I've had so much fun for this last week. Like,
right.
Totally worth it. And it's not, like, they're, like, such fucking Twitter tough guys. Because, like, it took me that they played it like a fiddle, whatever. And there's such Twitter tough guys being like, this was more obvious than Jon Snow. It wasn't because...
It was not. It really wasn't because... Your first initial, like, I definitely got the conspiracy wheels spinning a little bit, but that was not my first initial thought. My initial thought was like, oh shit, Jay-Z's getting aired out for cheating. And, you know,
because it's like he cheated. That's a fact.
For sure.
Like, we've known that forever. You've known that just by having a brain of him being Jay-Z. Like,
yes.
Whether or not he got his ass kicked in an elevator, you knew he was probably fucking someone else. That's
correct.
Just the way the world works. And the groundwork of this is all real. Yeah, she probably, exaggerated some situations and, like, pretended she was sadder than she actually was or whatever she happened to exaggerate and did to target her, like, 16-year-old to 25-year-old girl, I've been cheated on demo. It still actually happened. Whether or not
yeah.
she had the emotions, it still really happened.
Well, I think about even what we do all the time. Like, when I'm writing a blog or I'm doing, like, a bit on the podcast, you know, maybe if a story happened to, like, a friend of mine, you weave that in there. You know what I mean? If like, XYZ happened, but it's funnier if I say that it's XYZ and ABC, you embellish. You add in. You exaggerate. You do whatever to kind of make it that much better and that much more interesting because there are stories from other people. There are more generic examples that you might want to work in for the sake of entertainment. If I'm doing shit like that for, like, the blog, Beyonce is doing things like that to the max. Now, it's not to say that we're, like, making things up or lying, but it's like there's something that happened, and in order to convey it in a more entertaining way, I'm going to say it this way or add this on or make it seem more than it was. So if you don't think Beyonce is doing that to try to move records, you're crazy.
It happened with our boy, the black hockey guy, where it was like people started being like, oh, this is bullshit. He knows more about sports than he's letting on right now. Or even knows more about hockey than he's letting on. He probably did.
Right.
But, like, that's just the part, like, that's the internet, that's just life, that's entertainment. You exaggerate stories. You take things and you blow it up to make it, like Dave yesterday, like, made, like, 5 blogs about a car that did no damage to the office.
Right.
Like, getting about a car accident. But, like, he turned it into a story. That's, like, what we do. That's what Beyonce does. That's
exactly.
What Jay-Z does.
They're storytellers, man. They're storytellers, and they're trying to tell the best story possible. I mean, I said it to you before. I think what happened is celebrities get married for the sake of business. They kind of say, you can do what you want with who you want, but don't embarrass me. Keep it quiet. Let's keep this relationship, like, going for the sake of the public eye. Then all of a sudden, you know, Solange fights you in the elevator. Things come out. Now Beyonce's like, listen, I need to address this because otherwise I look like a chump. It was all good when it was behind closed doors, but now I look stupid if it looks like you're playing me. So I'm going to have to say something. Let's do it the best way we can do it. Let me make a full album and a whole visual production, and then you can come back. I mean, it's like, and this is why, let me ask you this. Has there ever been an official, why is this album called Lemonade? Has she ever answered that, or is there a popular consensus?
I haven't seen that at all.
Because my thought and my brain is just like, I'm getting cheated on. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
I mean, what's the best way Beyonce could handle the fact that her husband was having sex with other girls? To make $1 billion off of it with this album. She took lemons and made it into lemonade. Now Jay-Z is making his own damn lemonade.
Is that, let me interrupt real quick. Is that a popular theory? Have you read that or did you create that?
I created it. I thought of it like, that was my very first thought instantly. Not the conspiracy side of things, but just like, I'm making the best of the situation with this album. I haven't seen it. What's weird is I haven't seen any discussion about what it means. I thought that would be right away. What does lemonade mean? That seems to fit. The shoe fits on that, my theory there. And if it's not that, they should say it's that, because that's a fucking good theory. So now Jay-Z's got to come out with his album. Or I guess, did they say an album, or they just said making songs? Because I think it's a little...
album. They said album. Jay-Z's next album will reportedly address Beyonce's Lemonade.
Okay, but that's
not a full
statement. I was going to say, that's different from making an album, a full album about it. Because if... When a chick does that, it's very different than when a guy does that. And actually, this ties in nicely to our latest music drop. You seem to be all about Views from the Six. Am I right?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
I have come around, but immediately I was not.
Because to me, that is a whole album about, like, whining about your breakups and shit. Which I understand is a very popular thing in music, but, like, it's for Beyonce. And for, like, the girls who relate to her. And... I can appreciate R&B that's, you know, designed for love songs and romance and those kind of topics. But, like, when I hear a whole album of Drake like that and none of his, like, cocky swagger and, like, good rap, I think that's a little lame. So I think...
The second half of the album, it almost feels like it's supposed to be a double album. Where, because, like, the second half kind of bangs where it's, like, he starts with, like, is his mom Jamaican? Or is his... No, his dad's from Tennessee, right? And his mom's Canadian?
I don't even know. I'm not sure. I didn't think there was any Jamaican in there.
But the second half of the album is all, like, islandy Jamaican vibes.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of his new thing. Like, you know, every artist wants to take... It's, like, a new level and stuff like that. But and this is always my problem. This was my issue with Kanye as well. Like, I just want some 0 to 100 Drake. I want some Drake and Lil Wayne right above it. You know, like, and there was none of that on the album. And I think when a chick like Beyonce does that, it's okay. I think if Jay-Z were to make a whole album, now granted he's not going to do the R&B sing-song stuff, but if he made a full 12 tracks or whatever, all about this one incident, I think even if the songs are dope, I think he comes off kind of looking a little ridiculous.
There's, Hank and I were just talking about this. There's no way, like, I get he's going to make a ton of money off this. But there's no way to come out winning. Like, you can't balance being, like, a rapper G and, like, explaining away fucking someone not named Beyonce. You either need to go in and burn it all down and be like, fuck you, bitch, I never liked you, or, like, you were a whore to me, or whatever. Like, you need to tear her apart, or you need to come in and just begging for forgiveness. There's no middle ground. You can't get both.
I totally agree with that. I think that the only way to really do it is to just say, like, I don't care. Like, this, I did it. I did it more than just that time, and I'm still going to do it, because that's what rappers do.
Right, here's what I'm trying to say. You can't keep your street cred and your wife.
Correct. So, I totally agree with that. And that's why it was kind of ridiculous. It's ridiculous for a rapper to be married. Period. It's just stupid. You know what I mean? It's like, what if you're going to continue to make rap songs that people want to hear, it's going to be all about shit that your wife's going to hate. That's really what it comes down to. Do you remember when he made Song Cry back on the Blueprint?
Yeah.
When he was like, I was just fucking those girls, I was going to get right back. You know, like, and if he has that sort of mentality, I don't think it addresses Beyonce enough. And if he addresses Beyonce directly, it's not going to be a cool rap song. So you're right. He's in an impossible spot. And this is where I disagreed with Portnoy. Like you said, I know he's going to make money. I know her album was released untitled. I know that they're making the best of this, and they're going to make a ton of cash, and they're only going to become bigger and more popular and all that nonsense. Bottom line is, for a rapper, this is bad for your rap reputation. Just facts. That's just period. When you're groveling at your wife's feet, when you're going to be making songs like, I'm assuming probably some level of apologizing, some level of like, yeah, whatever. But there's got to be some aspect of like, I shouldn't have done that. I love you. That's lame. You're just going to be lame. It's an industry based on like macho tough guy shit. And your fans are going to call you out, and your competitors are going to call you out.
Drake can do it because Drake's always done that. Jay-Z's yes. never done that. Never. He's never been that.
Right. And unless, the other thing would be, unless Jay-Z just takes this to a whole new level where he somehow pulls it off.
I mentioned this in the blog. I fucking hate saying that. Stop saying that. Jay-Z hasn't put out a good song in 5 years since Watch the Throne. He hasn't put out a good solo song since the Black Album.
Yeah,
no, he had something on American Gangster. He had a couple. American Gangster
was
pretty good.
Well, was it Timberlake and Jay-Z on Holy Grail? Was that his song on Magna Carta Holy Grail? I mean, that was all right. It's not going to really, like, you know,
that was all right. That was a great radio song.
Yes, exactly. But he has, yeah. His true, like, whoa rap songs, I think, really ended with probably the Black Album.
I think there was one or two that were really good on
which
that.
Is a long time ago, by the way. Even if there's – all right, so maybe we're forgetting a couple here and there off of one of those extra albums or those like soundtracks that he kind of made. But even that we're discussing it like this, that's been a long time for Hove.
When was the – like
– Black Album was – I was in college. That was like 2004 or something. That was a long time ago.
I was in high school when the Black Album like – Linkin Park crossover came out. So, like, that was probably, what, a year or two after the Black Album?
Yeah, so
fucking long-ass time. Right. I was still fucking with Linkin Park. The last time got a good fucking song. That was a long time ago.
And that's part of the problem here with this, the dynamic between him and Beyonce. Beyonce is in her prime musically, probably only continuing to go up. So, like, she can do this and still, you know, people are like, oh, if you were strong, you would have left him. And it's like, whatever, it doesn't matter because she's killing it musically. Jay-Z's not. He's well past his prime. So now it's like, okay, you really haven't put out a dope song. And you're kind of like Mr. Knowles now. You're Beyonce's husband. And yes, I get it. You're worth $500 million. So at the end of the day, you win. But in your level of life, that money doesn't matter. You're already rich. We know that. The rest of it is what you care about, like your reputation, your legacy, your all that. That's all been tarnished because you haven't made good songs and you kind of look like a chump. So, I mean, I don't know. It remains to be seen. If there's one person I think Jay-Z is still very talented. And I think he's one of the only few guys on a level where he could put out, like, I guess Kanye obviously just did this, where he put out an album of music that was so weird. John, weird, but everybody respected it. No. But he can put out a different type of album. So it's like, yeah, like you said, the rap songs you want to hear are going to be rappers talking about like drugs and guns and banging chicks. But if Jay-Z really puts his mind to it, I think he can make an album about this, or at least a few songs about this, that toes the line and makes people happy.
But Kanye like changed his whole sound. Like Jay-Z's never really done that.
It won't be changing the sound, but I think he's the only guy on a level that can be like, I'm big enough, successful enough, and secure enough that I'll make an album where I'm like, yeah, I love my wife, and like I screwed up, but I'm still the man because of XYZ, and it actually might address both sides of things. I don't think there's another rapper out there who has had the success he's had where he can kind of admit certain things while still being cool. It's going to be very hard. I don't think it's almost impossible, but I think if there's only like one rapper that could do that.
I would be very shocked if he does it all.
I would be very shocked. You know who kind of did it? Eminem. Eminem was always very good at being like, I'm kind of white trashy. I'm a drug addict. I screwed up. He made songs about like loving his daughter, while still doing the cool rap thing, and you just respected him because he was like, it was so well done that it didn't really matter that the subject matter wasn't particularly rap oriented, you know?
Even M always, like, he always was
emotional. That guy.
He mentioned his emotions in songs. I don't think Jay-Z really does that.
No, I mean, it's been, you know, Big Pimpin' for a long time. It's been.
Even like Drake, like M, they've been emotional and, like, let you in, inside of their head and into, like, their, like, lives. Jay's really just been, like, superficial for a long time.
But there is every now and then a song, like Song Cry, where he can do it. He never really made it his thing, but there's a few songs on the Blueprint, and I'm trying to think if there was any on the Black album that really jumped out, but definitely Song Cry, where it was like, yeah, there's a whole side of this dude that he can rap about anything if he can put it into words and make the song good enough.
He could rap about anything. Like, I feel like what we're doing right now is we're being like, Nolan Ryan could get on that mound and he could throw 90 again.
And that's the point. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's weird to think about, like, rap passing you by, but, like, it kind of, it's like anything else. It's like sports, you're right, where maybe you just can't do it like that anymore. But, again, I think that one element of that is, You've done it. You've put out like a zillion fucking hits, a bunch of classic albums. You need a little bit of something to like light a fire under your ass. I feel like those the last however many albums have all stunk because he's just back in the studio kind of doing the same thing over and over again. Maybe now with some new subject material, he can actually kind of bring the heat. I'm thinking, you know, glass half full here for sure. Trying to hope. Because, John, all of my... I wanted Dr. Dre's album to be good. I didn't like it. I wanted Kanye's album to be good. I didn't like it. I didn't even like Drake's album, which I thought I was going to, like, definitely, like, I need one of my rap, like, heroes to just bring the heat. And so I'm trying to spin this in a way where I think he'll put out some good shit.
The, to address Drake, my first listen I was at, my second listen I was still at, I'm on, like, 5. And I, like, see myself singing all the words now. Drake albums are like that.
They do. I mean, everybody's saying that. To me, that's like when people talk to me about The Wire and they're like, oh, yeah, like, season 2 sucks. You just have to, like, power through it. Or Game of Thrones season 1 is really slow. You got to just get through that. That's 10 hours of television I got to watch before this gets good. If I got to listen to your album 5 times before I like it, I mean, I guess if you end up getting there, you succeeded. But to me, it's like... Someone, I always judge these artists, too, based on, like, their reputation. I don't think Drake music should have to grow on me. He's shown time and time again how he can just, boom, drop a song that I love instantly. So I just judge it to a higher standard. I feel like once through, a Drake album should be like, this is fire. I don't think it should have to be like, I think I kind of like it. It's growing on me a little more. Oh, okay, I guess I like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I think that it's... This is, like, the way he chose to go for this album. Like, I don't think it's an accident. Drake can fucking do a banger whenever he wants.
And that's
like,
what drives me nuts. I'm like, just do it. Just do it. But you're right. He's doing, like, the Jamaican dance hall sort of music. And he clearly went with a more R&B vibe for, like, the ladies. But and that's fine. That's totally cool. It's weird to me when I see, like, young dudes... Guys who, like, read Barstool. People in our demo who are like, this shit is fire. I'm like, what?
Well, that's just, like, young... The Bryson Tiller generation. Like, they fucking love them.
They're so emo. They're so emo.
Like I said, I'm on Views now. Like, it's all I listen to in the car now. I wasn't that way before, but I am now. So I don't not understand where they're coming from. It's just, yeah, I'd like to hear, like, right about it.
I also just think it's very strange. I think even if you like it, like, it would be... Who's an R&B star these days? Like, a true R&B star, not like a pop... Like, Miguel or something, some shit like that. Nobody's ever like, yo, this album is dope. If you like that, you like that. But you're never like, holy shit. It's just weird to me how... Because it's Drake, and that's... People are Drake fans. But when I see, like, young, white... college bros being like, this shit is heat. I'm like, yo, it's about like breaking up with your girlfriend and crying and shit. What are you talking about? But that's the new emo generation. I said it on Mail Time yesterday. I feel like Channing Tatum in 21 Jump Street when he goes back to high school and the kids are like, the nerds are cool and they're like, it's like a whole new vibe where, you know, this is now what's cool to like crying about your girlfriend. That's what Drake has done to the world.
That is true. I mean, I'm looking at the track list right now. there are a lot of good songs out. Keep the Family Close is good. You With Me is good. Feel No Ways is good. Hype is awesome. Western Road Close is okay. One Dance is good. Control is good. Too Good is good. Views is good. There are a lot of good songs on here. It's a good album.
I don't think it's a good album. But that's not surprising. Is anybody surprised by me not liking that? No. All right, so I mean, I guess we'll wait to see what Hove comes out with. Hopefully, this is as deep of a conspiracy as we think it is, and this shit is ready to go. Because if right now he's like, oh, all right, I got to get in the studio and like make a whole album, that's obviously going to take a while. But if they were as business savvy, and if this was as intentional as we think it was, hopefully he's got a couple tracks just like almost ready to rock.
In the story, there's a tweet of him in the studio like 3 weeks ago.
So that would also 100% confirm how planned this was.
Right.
But I'm okay with that. Again, I'm okay with that.
I want to stress that. Planned doesn't mean it's all fake. It's real. It's bones. The skeleton of it is real.
Yes.
Yes, there's meat added on, but the skeleton is real.
Yes. And I'm totally okay with that because, A, it's resulted in a Beyonce album for the first time that I've ever liked. And B, if it results in new Jay-Z music, that is even just interesting. Even if it doesn't come out good, like you said, both of us are skeptical he can do it well. Just the fact that I would really take interest in listening to a new Jay album or songs would be enough for me. So I don't care if it's planned. I don't care if we're getting played. I'm happy. I'm okay with it. So we'll see what happens. We'll do another one. We'll do another half episode when the songs come out to officially review it. We'll see who won the official Lemonade battle. Tweet at us your thoughts. How about that? Tweet at me and John what you think about the whole Yonsei Hova scandal.
Unless you're
going
to tweet like a fucking tough guy about...
Then you're out.
Oh, we knew this was fake. Yeah, we all suspect.
Or don't tweet at me like, I can't believe like you care about this. Nobody cares, bro. Nobody cares. Oh, yeah, nobody cares about the two biggest fucking music superstars on the planet putting out, like, potentially conspiracy theory music. Yeah, no one cares about that. You're right. Why should we talk about that, you fucking losers? All right, we're out of here. Cool, that was fun. That was good.